Hello.
Rob,
hello.
The Dorset Council from the fostering team.
Yep.
And would like to talk to you about fostering because they're looking for more fosterers.
Okay. Oh, I've been reading out your press releases.
Oh, perfect.
Yes, because you've been after fosterers for a little while now, haven't you?
We do, yeah. So,
sorry, what was your name?
My name's Tamara.
Hello, Tamara.
So I do inquiries and recruitment for Dorset Council for fostering. We're always on the lookout for more foster carers, really. We kind of have our key areas. So we're looking for carers for our teenagers, our sibling groups, our children with disabilities, our parent and child foster placements, and also our unaccompanied asylum seeker children as well. So they're our kind of key areas of need at the minute in Dorset.
Now, I've had the foster team in a few times over the years on the radio, so maybe you'd like to come in the new year to talk to us at a bit more length.
Yeah, really.
But just about anyone can apply to be a foster parent, can't they?
Lots of people have ideas in their head, don't they, of what you need to be a foster carer, but kind of the key thing is you need to have time to give to our children and young people. You need to have some love to share around to our children.
Because that's what a lot of them need, isn't it? A bit of love.
Yeah, that's it. And the kind of the main criteria is that you do need to have a spare bedroom in the home, so that's kind of the essential. But you can work, you can be unemployed, you can be in a relationship, you can be single, all those things are kind of, they're not barriers to fostering at all.
And presumably you'd go to somebody's house and just check that they've got it meets required standard.
Yes, there is an assessment process. It takes about 18 weeks all in all, and that's exploring if fostering is the right thing for you. So that's your home, your kind of lifestyle, family experiences, that sort of thing. So yeah, there is an assessment process that carers will go through.
So if somebody's out there listening to this now thinking, I might be interested in that, where can they find more?
Yep, so the best way to get in touch with us is if you go onto our website, which is fosterwithdorsetcouncil.com, and then you can submit like a contact form, callback request, and someone from the team will pop you a call through and have an informal chat with you. It's nothing, you're not signing up to anything at this point. It's just a bit of a chat, find out more.
So if you want to find out a bit more information, there's no eligibility, there's no criteria.
You're not stuck.
It's a good idea, isn't it?
So tomorrow, what's in it for the people doing the fostering? What do they get out of it other than that warm fuzzy feeling of supporting a young family?
Well, they get some money, don't they?
They do get some money, yeah. So you get a skill level, a payment for your skills as a foster carer, and then you also get what we call an all-inclusive allowance, which is to help meet the needs of the children, because having children at home is expensive, so we do help out.
Tell me about it.
So you wouldn't be out of pocket by becoming a foster carer, no. We support you in that area.
So potentially, if the people are the right people, but they're struggling with their own domestic bills, this would help them with the bills because somebody else is living in the house with them, effectively.
It would be a source of support in that financial area.
So how big does that spare room have to be? Obviously, we're not talking a box room here, really, are we?
So as long as you can fit a single bed in there and some storage as well, you know, chest of drawers, maybe a little desk. There's no specific space requirement.
The average sort of three-bedroom house would be fine?
Yeah, it'd be absolutely fine. Yeah, we have people that foster in flats as well. You don't necessarily need to have a garden or anything like that. We have people that foster in top-floor flats. As long as you've got that spare room that's a suitable size for a child, then it's not a problem.
And roughly, do you have lots of children on your list at the moment?
Yeah, so we're always looking for more foster carers in Dorset. You kind of think that once a foster carer takes in a child, we kind of need to refill their space, essentially, so it's a constant recruitment need.
And you take care of them up to what age?
So up to 18 usually they stay in foster care, but then they can stay with our carers beyond that. We have something called staying put and supported lodgings as well, so we do support children up to 25.
That's been a very successful scheme, hasn't it?
Yeah, very, it's done very well. It stops that cliff edge of when children reach 18. There's that ongoing support for them. They're not kind of left to fend for themselves.
So if you're a foster child, you wouldn't get kicked out at 18?
No, definitely not. You could stay on. No one's ready to move out at 18, are they? So
that's brilliant. Well, hopefully in the new year you'll come and have a chat, and we'll talk at length, and we can tell our listeners a bit more about this.
Perfect. Thank you very much.